This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. حياكم الله وحياكم وآواكم. طيبتم وطاب ممشاكم وتبوأتم من الجنة منزلا. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your fasting and to accept your ibadat, your ta'at. How are you doing today? Alhamdulillah. TK. Alhamdulillah. Today the Sheikh recited, we started alhamdulillah from Surah. Do you have an idea what Surah did we start today? Surah Al-Nisa. Today is Surah Al-Nisa, women. Is there Surah Al-Rijal in the Quran?
No.
There's also Surah Al-Nisa, but there's no Surah Al-Rijal. Surah Al-Nisa, you may know that subhanAllah, for the shuyukh, for the qurra, for the huffad, it is the most difficult surah to memorize. Wala la shaykhna?
Can't
tell. Says you can tell. It is actually, wallahi, the, subhanAllah, for, you can ask any shaykh, any hafid, they find it really difficult to memorize surah Al-Nisa because subhanAllah, it embeds lots of legislations, lots of ahkam, especially the ahkam of the mawarith, of the inheritance. So Surah Al-Nisa, it is number four, Surah number four, three juz, four, five, and six. Four, five, and six. It is considered to be, or in terms of its revelation, it is number 89 in terms of its revelation, right after Surah Al-Mumtahina. This is in terms of when it was actually revealed. It is a Madani Surah. It is a Madani Surah, which means the Surah in its entirety was revealed in Medina. So you have two types of Surahs or chapters, Makki and Madani. And there are some that are, in fact, some Surahs would be maybe, let's say, Madani Surahs, but in it, there would be maybe some ayat that are revealed in Mecca and whatnot. But this particular Surah, Surah Nisa, in its entirety, it has been revealed in Medina, Surah Nisa. It has 176 ayah. 176 verses. So it is considered to be from the Al-Sab'a Tawal, right? From the seven long ones. Remember those of you who've been with us, there are four categories of chapters in the Quran. Al-Sab'a Tawal, the seven long ones, those are the seven first surahs. And then you have the Al-Mi'in, those that are 100 or above, a little bit. And then you have less than 100, they're called Al-Mathani. And then the short ones are called the Mufassal. These are four categories of surahs. Surah Al-Nisa, the theme of the surah is about tarbiyah, is about empowering the mu'mineen with the iman. There's lots of, it's called Surah Al-Nisa for this mere reason. There is 47 reasons as to why the surah was revealed. Some reasons are pertinent to al-usrah, family affairs, such as marriage, divorce, lots of legislation, lots of laws. There's some reasons pertinent to dialogue with the Jews, Ahl al-Kitab, and Christians. There are some that talk about al-mawarith, the mirath, the inheritance. So it's a very busy, very heavy surah. Surah al-Nisa, it starts where Surah al-Imran ended. Surah al-Imran ends with Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, Sbiru wa sabiru wa rabitu, Wattaqullah. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Surah Al-Imran ends with taqwa Allah. Surah Al-Nisa ends, starts with taqwa Allah. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. Who's married? You may think, what is this jump? If you remember in your nikah, what ayah was it, you know, the sheikh when he performed your nikah? Do you remember? Some of you may say, please don't remind me of that bit. May Allah forgive you. The sheikh who performed the nikah, he recited this ayah. This is the ayah that is recited in all the nikahs. Ya ayyuha al-nasu taqwa rabbakum al-ladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida. Oh, you who believe in Allah who created you from this one soul. Wa khalaqa minha zawjaha. So it's talking about the spouses and marriage. In Surah Al-Nisa, the beginning of it, up to verse number 35-36, it's all about women and the affairs. There is this very misunderstood ayah in the Quran, in Surah Al-Nisa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم واللاتي تخافون نشوزهن واللاتي تخافون نشوزهن. Those who you fear rebellion from. Allah is talking about, let's say, your spouses. Those that you fear rebellion from. What should you do to them? فَعِظُوهُنْ. Number one. فَعِظُوهُنْ وَهْجُرُوهُنَّ فِي الْمَضَاجِعِ وَاضْرِبُوهُنْ. This is why I'm talking, this is why I'm saying this is the most misunderstood ayah in the Quran, or maybe you may say the most abused ayah in the Quran. And those that you fear rebellion from, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, give them admonition. فَعِظُوهُنْ. Shaykhna, I was in Dubai. And when I was in Dubai, there was this, and I'm a marriage officer. Sometimes people call me for their marital problems and affairs. So sometimes I get involved. This guy, this woman, she came to her dad, and her dad came to us. His daughter, she has marks, bite marks all over her body. Her husband used to bite her. So we went to talk to Saddad, to this guy who bites his wife. I said, hey, what are you? What's wrong? He says, I'm doing what Allah told me to do. What has Allah told you to do? To bite your wife? He says, yes. Where? In the Quran. Where? Surah Nisa. Where? Yeah. وَالَّاتِ تَخَافُونَ نُشُوزَهُنَّ فَعُضُّهُنَّ. Instead of saying عِضُوهُنَّ, look, the beauty of Arabic and how Arabic is so powerful. One accent changed the meaning of the entire ayah, the entire word. Allah is saying فَعِضُوهُنَّ. Give them admonition. Talk to them. The guy read it, عُضُّهُنَّ. In Arabic, عُضُّ means bite. So he was biting her. Every time they got into an argument, he would bite her. La hawla. This is wrong, huh? Don't go and bite your wife. Don't say, Sheikh told us. I'm saying this guy is wrong, right? Because the ayah doesn't say to bite. The ayah says, give them admonition. And then Allah is saying, فَهْجُرُهُنَّ. Then, يعني, forsake them in their beds, and the last resort will be fadribuhunna, strike them. Means what? To hit them, to beat them. This is why, again, I'm saying this is the most misunderstood ayah in the Quran. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the, when you read the Quran, you have to look back on the life of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. What did he demonstrate alayhi salatu wasalam when it comes to this legislation? Prophet Muhammad has never stricken his wives. Never, never put his hand on any of his wives, meaning beating his wives. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some ulama said that this is symbolic. This strike, you know, this striking is symbolic striking. You know, so we don't want, again, this is why we need to understand the Quran and the meanings of the Quran. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Nisa as well, you know, there's so many ayah, there's so many beautiful things here, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also talks in Surah Nisa about, he revealed the legislation of al-tayammum, the story of Aisha radiallahu anha wa Allah with the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, when they were traveling. They were coming back from an expedition, and then Aisha radiallahu anha, she lost her necklace. So they were looking into the necklace, or for the necklace of Aisha radiallahu anha wa Allah, they ran out of water. And then came the time for salah, and they have no water to make wudu from. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayah of tayammum, you know, to strike your hand against the dust, you know, and then, you know, wipe your hand, and then your face. This happened, you know, in this expedition, and Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about it in Surah An-Nisa. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the same surah talks about something very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُمْ رَحِيمًا. And do not kill yourselves. يعني Allah is talking about suicide. Committing suicide. You know, I used to live in San Francisco. I grew up there. And then in San Francisco, there's this hallmark called Golden Gate Bridge. You may have heard of Golden Gate Bridge. Maybe some of you may have visited San Francisco or Golden Gate Bridge. It is a place where a lot of people go and visit. It is also a place known where people, they go and commit suicide. They go and they jump from Golden Gate Bridge. You may think that people are happy, people are content. But subhanAllah, I know of a guy who actually just graduated from Harvard, one of the most prominent schools in the US. And then after graduation, he went and he jumped from from Golden Gate Bridge. Why are people committing suicide? The highest rate of suicide in Sweden, and then Japan, and then the US. Why? You know, people are looking for happiness, aren't you? Everybody's looking for happiness. People are looking for contentment. And some people, they think that contentment is in maybe drugs or is in, you know, something that would disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But content, and this is why they go and they commit suicide after all. Because you may look at them and say, they have everything. They have everything. Why are they killing themselves? And people, I understand that sometimes with mental disorder or mental health problems, you know, such as people, women or men, go into depression, anxiety and whatnot. Yes, sometimes some people, they may want to commit suicide. Muslims, they want to commit suicide. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, do not, no matter what, do not commit suicide. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُمْ رَحِيمًا. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla also talks about this adab of salam. And don't say to those who say salam from the non-believers, لَسْتَ مُؤْمِنًا. Sometimes he will live here, and you may hear someone say, Salamu alaikum, and they say, oh, he's not a believer, don't reply salam to him. Why are you saying this thing like that? And the Prophet Muhammad also says, you know, one of the signs of the hereafter, one of the signs of Qiyamah, is when you reply salam to people that you like only, that you know of. And if you don't know me, don't may say salam. Sometimes I'm sitting right there, I'm standing right there, and people make, I'm around with some, let's say with some brothers. A man would come, for instance, and he would say salam to the people he know, and then he would just jump you, because he doesn't know you, he doesn't say salam to you. This is from the signs of the hereafter. وَإِذْ حَيِّيْتُمْ بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّ بِحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَرُدُّوهَا. Also Surah An-Nisa. You know, when somebody says salam to you, reply salam. And the one who's better is the one who starts salam first. Salaamu alaykum. And now I end with the ayah that will change your life. An ayah that will change your life. Remember what I said yesterday or the day before yesterday? Who lost Prophet Muhammad? Anas narrated, a man came to the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, and he was crying. He came to Rasulullah crying. The Prophet told him, why are you crying? He says, Ya Rasulullah, I thought of an ayah. I thought of the Quran. I thought of Jannah. In the day of judgment, when you are in Jannah, see, when I miss you, I come and I visit you. I know where you live. I come and visit you. I come to the masjid and I see you there. But when in Jannah, you will be in a higher level than all of us. If I were to make it in Jannah, would I be able to see you? And then he started crying. He is longed for Prophet Muhammad. He's missing him, not only in this dunya. He said, Ya Rasulullah, when we go to Jannah, am I going to be able to see you? Am I going to be able to be with you? Prophet Muhammad didn't have the answer. Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed the answer in Surah An-Nisa, verse number 69. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, بَعْدَ أَوْلِ مِنَ الشَّرَّ رَجِيمٍ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ. The Sahaba loved this ayah. They loved it. It gave them so much hope. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. And those who obey Allah and the Prophet, they will be resurrected with whom? أولئك مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. If you want to be with the Prophet Muhammad in Jannah, this is it. Obey Allah and His Prophet. Allah has promised that you shall be resurrected with the prophets, with the salihin, with the righteous. And this is the best companionship. What is the best companionship? Is to be in the company of Prophet Muhammad in Jannah. May Allah make you and your loved ones and your children and your spouses and your parents, inshaAllah ta'ala, with the company of Prophet Muhammad in Jannah. Jazakumullah khair, barakallahu fikum. My dear brothers, I was told to remind you that, as you know, in Ramadan, the masjid undergoes lots and lots of expenses. Please, please, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, help your masjid. Your masjid. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.